Dear Cheap Astronomy, how big is the universe? Needless to say, we just don't know, beyond saying it's at least as big as the observable universe, and, very likely, it's bigger. The real answer to the question may just be unknowable, but there are some options we could consider. For example, one could argue we are in a small corner of the universe that looks like our observable universe, because it's the only region of the whole universe from which anyone can make observations, the rest of the universe being uninhabitable weirdness where strange geometries and physics operate. As a consequence of that weirdness, stars and planets and ecosystems could never form, and hence the unobservable parts of the universe are absolutely unobservable, since nothing could survive in those regions to observe them. That argument is perhaps irrefutable, since we will never observe the unobservable parts of the universe. But there are things about our observable universe that give some hints as to what the unobservable parts might be like. Everywhere we look in the observable universe, everything looks about the same. There's lots of galaxies of similar makeup, similar density, and of a similar age range. So it seems a bit unlikely that everything would suddenly change just beyond the edge of our observable universe. So we might reasonably assume the isotropy, that is, the sameness, that we see across our observable universe also persists across the unobservable universe. That is about all you can do, assume, but it's not an unreasonable assumption. Something else remarkable about the observable universe is that it's flat. Alexander Friedman used Einstein's general relativity field equations to propose three possible geometries of universes: an open low-density universe, a closed high-density universe, and a flat, just right density universe with no curvature. The way you tell which one you're in is to project out two straight lines of huge but equal length, which form the two long sides of an isosceles triangle. Then you calculate the expected length of the third side with trigonometry, and then measure the actual length of that third side through observation, most commonly observation of the cosmic microwave background. If the observed length is the same as the expected length, then you know you're living in a flat universe where Euclidean geometry applies and the three angles of a triangle add up to 180 degrees. And this is what we consistently find from observations to date. We really do live in a flat universe. So, one school of thought is that because the observable universe is flat, then the whole universe must be hugely bigger, assuming it does eventually take on some kind of curvature. This means we are like flat earthers who assume the earth is flat just because their immediate surroundings are flat. But the other school of thought is that our observable universe is flat and the whole universe is just as flat, which means you can't then make any assumptions about how big the whole universe might be. So, if, like our observable universe, the rest of the universe is isotropic and flat, then we are back to having no clue about how big the whole universe actually is. The ultimate arbiter of the real size of the whole universe may be early inflation, which remains a hypothesis, but it does seem to tick a lot of boxes in explaining why our observable universe looks the way it does. Current thinking is that very early on, space-time popped out of a dimensionless nothing and proceeded to inflate at a crazy rate, creating the expanse that we see as our observable universe, and potentially a whole lot more than that. There is a theory that inflation is still happening out there in an ever-widening volume, leaving more and more space-time behind in its wake. That space-time then just expanding at the steadier rates that we are familiar with. Or otherwise, maybe inflation just came and went in a split second, or maybe it lasted for 10 minutes. Whatever way it did actually happen, has a substantial bearing on how big the whole universe really is. And once again, we just don't know the answer to that, at least not yet.